Well, I know that many of you here have already been blessed this morning in the service. Could you use more blessing than you've already had? Yeah. Would your eyes? You like to have your eyes blessed? Sue, come on up here a minute. I want them to see how. I want their eyes to be blessed this morning. This is my wife, Sue. Praise the Lord. Say hey.
Hey, you guys. It's so good to be here. We have looked so forward to this for so long, ever since we found out we were coming. It's just been a real exciting time for us. We're eager to see what Jesus, the head of the church, lays out on the banquet table for all of his people that are coming from every direction. We're just so thankful for his compassion flowing through every one of us here. We're all his body, and his compassion flows through every one of us to heal. I mean, there are people coming that in all different walks and all different levels of knowing him. Some haven't been saved very long, and there'll be even people coming that won't know him. So just hear the Holy Spirit, move according to him. We'll all just gather in those lost sheep that the Father's heart's longing for. That's why we're all together, to gather them in. And some of them have been so hurt, and they belong to him, but they have just rejected any form of religion, you know, because they've been hurt. So just be open to the Holy Spirit. Let the head of the church speak to your heart, and he'll give you directions. And just do that, and he'll get back all those people that he loves so much. Amen.
Amen. Now you know where I get all my preaching material. The secret is out now. Now, I do think, you know, someone ought to get some credit for the person who's traveled the farthest to be here. And I think I'm pretty safe. Come here, Julie. I think I'm pretty safe. I know a lot of people have tracked. Some are coming from Canada, and I know others that are coming from quite a distance off, you know. But now, Julie, where did you travel from?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. You get the gold star, dear.
Okay. You want Putonghua or Cantonese? Ni hao. Ni hao. Shandi jufu ni men. God bless you. Well.
Hallelujah. Julie is truly a world class person. Home is New Zealand, right? I mean, that's where you were born?
Yeah.
Born in New Zealand.
Yeah.
But Hong Kong now is home, right? Except for the prayer center in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And this church here in Ohio. Thank you. But I think she definitely gets the gold star for traveling the farthest. Not going to be very theological this morning. I'm going to stay right down here. Now, see, that was a nice build up, you know. But see, the truth is, when I need to know what a passage means, I go listen to Jim's tapes. I do the message, I pray, and I assimilate the word, and I do all of that. But see, you know, Jim likes to do all that. He does all that homework. You know, he has a Bible college. I don't run a Bible college. And he has to instruct all these people, and he gets the Greek definitions, and the Greek of the Greek, and then the history of the Greek, and then what it was before it was Greek, you know. And then Jim, he'll give you every reference from the Old Testament. Then he gives you the cultural references from that time. By the time he gets through with you, you just surrender and go, that's the truth. That's what it means. I don't care what anybody else says. That's what it means. You know? Well, if we were going to see, I'm in this church, and I know you're extremely well taught. So what I'm going to do now, I was going to have you turn to Luke 16. Don't turn there. That's the one where it talks about the unjust steward. And everyone's familiar with that guy. You know, he was a steward for a rich man, and he was crooked. He was dishonest. He was stealing. And so the rich man found out about it, and he says, well, I'm going to put you out of your stewardship. You can't be my steward. So from that moment on, that steward knew he had a short time to continue in his stewardship. So what he did really was kind of dishonest. He did some things that was, you know, today you could go to jail for it. But what he was doing, the point was he knew his time of stewardship was short. So he spent his time, even though it was dishonest, stewarding the resources in such a way that he knew after he was put out of his stewardship, he would be well taken care of. And what's funny is Jesus commended the man, not that he did something dishonest. But see, he was wiser than most Christians, most believers in their generation. We tend to go through life not realizing our life is very short. James talks about your life is like a vapor, it's like a mist. It's, you know, I'm 64. I blinked twice. I was 33. How, you know, if the next 30 years go by as fast as this past 30 years, I'll be writing like James. It's a mist. It's a vapor. And that little short time is the only time we really have in order to steward for the kingdom of God. So the reason Jesus commended the rich man, he had enough sense to know our stewardship is short. And we've got to live our life as stewards to the King. I am going to read you one thing. We have some confessions that we do on Friday nights called Calling in the Lost. And we all have some fun with it a little bit. And how many of you want to be God's steward? Amen. You see, I do, and I don't want to be an unjust one either, you know. And so one of these little confessions that we make every Friday night is, our financial granaries are full because our King has found stewards he can trust. And I'm one of them. Father, if you need anything, come to my house first. Whatever you have need of, come to my house first. I usually have a little fun with it if Daisy's there, Daisy Black. I'll say, don't go to Daisy's house first. Come to my house first. See? All I need to know is my Lord has need of it, and it's yours. Isn't that a good confession? See, the trouble is, if you keep saying those kind of things to the Lord, eventually He's going to take you up on it. See, now today we're talking about a little church offering, and thank God for that you're going to give to help support the ministry. But see, our life is to be stewards, not just at offering time. Your whole life is to become a steward. So I'm going to tell on me one of my training times by the Holy Ghost. This was a few years ago, and quite a few years ago, somebody had given me a really nice set of these Greek dictionary books. I mean, it's a really nice set. It's like 12, 13 volumes, and it was done to kind of look like encyclopedias. You know, they if you had them on your bookshelf next to your desk, it makes you look smart. You know? And they were in real good condition, you know, and I had them there, and everybody comes in and goes, whoa, Gary's smart. And I went, yeah, I like that, you know. But to be honest with you, I hardly ever use them. It's just not the way I've been trained to, you know, once in a great while, I might go get a definition out of there or something. But anyway, one day, Jim calls me, you know, Jim Martin. And I'm just sitting there minding my own business, and we talked about a few things, and he says, hey, you could help me with something. He says, I'm trying to get a complete set of these certain Greek dictionary books. But they've been out of print for quite a while, and you can't just order them anymore. He says, so I've been searching eBay, and every now and then I'll find one, you know. And he says, I bought one, but it was like over $100 just to buy that one volume. And, you know, he says, I did find one complete set, but it was $1,000 to buy that thing. Of course, used to, they weren't near that much, you know. And I'm going, well, my goodness. I said, what's the name of the books? And I'm sitting there at my desk right next to my bookcase. And he tells the name of the books. I get one of the volumes, and I said, who was the editor? Yeah, same, okay. I didn't say to him, I'm saying to me. Yeah, that's the name. I said, what year was it printed? Yeah, same year. I'm looking at them, and I'm going, I'll show you how dense I am. I'll help you look for them, Jim. At that moment, I'm just trying to be honest with you. We're all in training, right? At that moment, I thought, well, I'll help you look for them. Yeah, I'll keep my eye out. And if I see any good buys, I'll call and let you know and put that book back on the shelf and be good to talk to you and see you soon. Started back to work, and as clear as you're hearing my voice right now, I heard the Holy Ghost say, are you just going to keep Jim's books? So, oh, then excuse me. I call Jim. Jim, apparently these are your books. I have a set of them. I'm going to go to the UPS store tomorrow and send them to you. Now see, there's a lot of things to be learned there. We tend to only think about giving in the context of a church or in the context of a special offering or something like that, helping, you know, Japan with what they're going through, anything like we. But see, how many of you know that spirit that God put on the inside of you has His nature? God is a giver. And as we're trained by the Holy Ghost, see, I mean, it's a life of excitement and stewardship for the King. And, you know, Jim needs those books. I mean, he put them to good use. I probably hadn't opened one in 2 years, you know. And lives will be changed. God, our God is magnificent, and He's unlimited. He's also not wasteful. Remember after they multiplied the loaves and fishes, what did He have them do? After everybody was eaten to the full, He says, gather up every fragments that none be lost. So he's not wasteful. Well, continuing to mature and grow in the Lord. Listen, this is a little exhortation over the giving today, and we thank God for whatever you give, but I want to exhort you to go on. Get in the training rooms of the Holy Ghost. Let Him train you to be a steward on a daily basis. It's a life of excitement, and it's a life of adventure. Amen? Amen. Amen. Have you enjoyed the books? Have you? Yes, okay. Hallelujah. Well, if the ushers would come on up and do what you do, then we're going to go ahead and receive the offering now. You make checks payable to GCC. Cash is accepted. Greek books, anything, whatever you've got. Whatever you've got. So see, I really only know two ways to give in the New Testament. One is as His steward. Sue and I listen at offering time, and really we try and do it before we even come to the church, so we'll have an offering ready. But we listen, because sometimes, now not always, but there's times when you hear the Lord. I mean, He is our rich man. We are His stewards. And there's times when I've heard Him say, I want you to give this, I want you to give that. Sue and I will check with each other. In the early days, we didn't always hear the same amount. It was amazing how often we did, though. But we made ourselves a deal. If she heard one number and I heard a different number, our deal was we're going to go with the highest number. We figured that would help against greed, you know. It's selfishness. But it's amazing how often we'll hear the same amount. So that's one way to give, is as His steward. But the other way, let every man, woman, purpose in your own heart what you would like to give. Not by necessity, not because you're under law, not by compulsion, not because you feel pressure, but because it is in your heart to do it. Okay? Bow your head for a moment. Father, this is the time. These are your people. They're listening, Lord. I'm listening too. Lord, as your stewards today, if you have an amount you'd like for any individual person to give, Father, this is the time. They're listening. Speak that to their hearts. What they hear you say, that's what they'll do. And then, Father, other than that, we thank you for the giving nature you've put in your children, that they can purpose in their own heart what they'd like to give. Father, receive this as a love offering to you and a thanks offering. We're so glad to be saved. And we want to help get this gospel to the ends of the earth. We thank you for the harvest. In Jesus' name, amen.